At their meeting on Tuesday night, council unanimously approved a motion to develop criteria to guide future visioning of the Memorial Center. The Memorial Center has been a pillar in the community for decades, being one of few open green spaces in the Williamsville District and hosting the local farmers market, the annual fall fair, and various other significant events. This motion comes on the heels of the controversial proposal for a soccer stadium at the Memorial Center, which dominated community conversation in previous months. Councillor Vincent Shinani, representing the Williamsville District, introduced the motion in response to constituents' frustrations over repeated proposals that fail to align with the community's interests.
There have been a lot of anxiety in the community regarding this property and its future. Many constituents and a lot of community members from all over Kingston have expressed concerns of the proposed use and in their individual ways highlighted what the Memorial Center means to them. It being an important asset to the neighborhood as a community space, as our city grows and it needs evolve, the question of the Memorial Center's future has become increasingly pressing. So this motion that I'm bringing forward directs staff to develop like high-level criteria for the Memorial Center's future to help guide visioning and a process to develop framework for a more comprehensive approach to the Memorial Center's future use and what would be acceptable or not for this property. This is to bring assurance to the community about the future rehabilitation of the site.
Councillor Brandon Tozo, who was involved in community consultations during the stadium saga, seconded the motion.
There's nothing moving forward about the Memorial Center without the community. It doesn't belong to the people around this table. It belongs to the actual community, and we have to take our lead from then. So I really like this. I think moving forward with that site, we do need to work more collaboratively and bring people on board with it. Because, again, I think that site can produce something really wonderful. We just have to make sure that the community, they may not love everything, but they do have to live with it and perhaps not oppose it as stringently as we saw in the past month or so.
Councillor Gregory Ridge concluded the discussion with hope that the property will see improvements that align with the community in the near future.
I think that we can do and ought to do much better with the space than it currently exists. And I'm really happy to see that this is moving forward and that this motion is really helping to get the proper criteria and the proper input here so that we have the best product for everybody.
Council has directed staff to report back by the third quarter of 2025 with a comprehensive list of criteria. These guidelines will be shaped by previous council decisions, existing plans, and community feedback. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.